Welcome back, everyone, to the Deep Dive. This time, we're going to take a deep dive into something I know you're really interested in, and that's the history of Zaza Cannabis.
Right.
Buckle up, folks, because this story is seriously packed with intrigue. We're talking ancient origins, pirates, resilient communities, and a modern-day entrepreneur who brought this totally unique strain to the world.
Yeah, it's really fascinating. You know, Zaza's story goes all the way back over 300 years ago to India.
Oh, wow.
Along the banks of the Ganges River. Picture this. These OG Zaza seeds, right? Thriving in that environment, forming the very foundation of the strain we know and love today.
Okay, so we've got these ancient seeds in India. Got it. But how did they end up becoming like a global phenomenon?
Well, that's where things get really interesting. These seeds were like super sought after, even way back then. So who do you think was sailing the high seas, always on the lookout for valuable treasures?
Pirates. Right. I mean, come on. I'm already picturing those swashbuckling adventures and hidden troves of, you know, Zaza seeds.
Yeah, you got it. The notorious pirates of Port Royal, Jamaica, they played a key role in this whole journey. Port Royal, back in the 17th century, was this crazy bustling hub for pirates. And guess what? They traded these valuable Zaza seeds with the indigenous Taino people of the Caribbean.
Whoa, seriously, what did they trade for them?
Oh, you know, all sorts of things. Spices. Mm-hmm. Even water, things they needed on their voyages.
So these powerful seeds were like a form of currency. That's wild. Traded between pirates and indigenous communities. Man, what a unique intersection of history and, you know, cannabis culture.
It really is. And you know what? This exchange marked the beginning of Zaza's journey in the Caribbean. The Taino people, they were amazing. They incorporated these seeds into their own traditions and passed them down through generations.
That's pretty cool. But wasn't this also like a time of crazy change and hardship in the Caribbean,
yeah,
with colonization and all that?
You're exactly right. When Christopher Columbus arrived and colonization took hold, it had a devastating impact on the Taino population. It's a dark chapter in history. But you know what? These resilient communities, they faced immense adversity, but they still managed to preserve those Zaza seeds.
Wow. That's incredible.
It really is. They were passed on not only to the Arawak people, but also to this really extraordinary group known as the Maroons.
The Maroons? Okay, I've heard the name, but honestly, I'm not really familiar with their story. Who were they?
So the Maroons were this group of formerly enslaved Africans. They escaped captivity and formed their own independent settlements, resisting colonial rule. They were fierce and determined to be free.
Wow, that's powerful.
And for them, the Zaza seeds became a symbol of their resilience, their fight for freedom, their connection to the land.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. So these tiny seeds, you know, they started in India and were carried across the ocean, and then they took root in this new home and became intertwined with this whole struggle for survival and independence.
It's a pretty incredible story, right?
It really is. It's amazing how these tiny seeds hold like such a rich and layered history within them. From the banks of the Ganges to the heart of the Caribbean, passed from pirates to indigenous communities, man, they've witnessed and survived centuries of change.
And that's just the beginning.
I can't wait to hear what happens next.
And that brings us to the modern chapter in Zaza's story. This is where a visionary entrepreneur named James Zaza, he enters the picture.
All right, so we've got these ancient seeds, survived centuries, passed down through generations of these resilient communities. So what did James Zaza do? What was his role in, you know, bringing this strain to the world?
Well, James, he recognized the incredible value and the historical significance of these landrace genetics, you know, those pure, like, unaltered strains that had existed for centuries. He saw the potential to preserve this unique piece of cannabis heritage.
Right.
And share it.
Yeah. But these seeds, I mean, they were carefully guarded and protected for generations. How did he even get a hold of them?
It's said that James Zaza, and get this, he's a descendant of King David.
Whoa, really?
Invested a pretty significant sum, we're talking $1 million, to acquire the original landrace genetics directly from the Maroons.
$1 million? That's serious money. I mean, that really shows you how much he valued this specific lineage. Like, it wasn't just a business deal. It was an investment in preserving a piece of history.
Exactly. And James didn't just stop at preservation. He took those ancient Zaza seeds and, you know, with his expertise, he crossbred them with other legendary strains, blending the old with the new to create the Zaza that we know and love today.
So the Zaza we see today, it's not just that original landrace strain, It's a unique blend of those ancient genetics with other, like, carefully chosen strains.
That's right. You see, he combined those original seeds with, like, powerhouse genetics like Chemdog, OG Kush, and Girl Scout Cookies, just to name a few.
Okay, yeah, I know those. Those are all really great.
You know, strains that are famous for their potent effects, their unique aromas, their desirable growing traits, you know?
Right.
He carefully selected them to enhance what was already special about the original Zaza. And this whole meticulous breeding process resulted in a strain that's truly in a league of its own.
That's so fascinating. It's like he took this historical treasure and, through his knowledge and passion, breathed new life into it. It's got me wondering, what did those other strains bring to the mix? What, like, nuances did they add to the overall experience?
That's the beauty of Zaza. You know, it's not just about the past. It's about the present and the future, too. It's a strain that keeps evolving, you know, still being explored.
It sounds like James Zaza's vision went way beyond just acquiring and preserving the seeds. What kind of impact did he have on the, like, on the wider cannabis industry?
Oh, James has been a true trailblazer, you know? He's been instrumental in expanding Zaza's reach. He took it from its humble beginnings in Canada to places like Mexico and Colombia and even across 38 states right here in the U.S.
So he wasn't content with just keeping it within a small circle. He really wanted to introduce it to the world. Man, that must have been quite a journey, navigating the legal landscape and the, you know, the ever-evolving perceptions of cannabis.
Oh, absolutely. And his contributions to the industry, they go way beyond just Zaza. I mean, he's played a key role in financing some of the biggest names in cannabis. Companies like Canopy, Aurora, Tokyo Smoke.
Really? Wow. Those are some big names in the industry. I'm starting to see the scope of his influence now. He wasn't just growing a strain. He was helping to shape the whole cannabis landscape.
Exactly. And, you know, his involvement with Tokyo Smoke, it led to a pretty significant moment in cannabis history.
What was that?
Well, he ended up selling his investor shares in Tokyo Smoke to Canopy for a mind-blowing $286
million. $286
million.
You're kidding. No wonder they call him the first marijuana millionaire.
It was a defining moment, not just for James, but for the entire industry. It showed the world that cannabis was serious business, a force to be reckoned with.
But beyond the money, you know, what impresses me is his dedication to making Zaza, like, more than just a brand. It seems like he's driven by something deeper, a desire to honor the legacy and heritage of this strain, you know what I mean?
You're absolutely right. For James, Zaza, it's about celebrating a story that, like, spans continents and centuries. It's about recognizing the resilience of the communities that protected those seeds and the power of this plant to connect people across cultures.
So let's talk about the strain itself.
Mm.
What sets Zaza apart? What makes it so unique?
Well, first and foremost, it's those pure ancient genetics, that direct lineage from India. You know, every Zaza plant carries a piece of that history within it.
It's pretty wild. It's like you're smoking a piece of living history. You're connecting with generations past, you know, through this plant.
Exactly. And then there's the whole meticulous breeding process we talked about. By combining those original landrace genetics with other legendary strains, James created something truly special. It's got that potency, the aroma, and those subtle effects that set it apart from the rest.
So it's a blend of history, expert breeding, and just, like, dedication to quality. What else makes Zaza stand out?
Well, James is really passionate about organic cultivation. Every single Zaza flower, it's grown using organic methods, and then it's infused with their own pure organic oil concentrate. It's all about respecting the plant, respecting the environment, and ultimately respecting the consumer, you know?
So pure genetics, careful breeding, organic cultivation. Wow, they really are focused on quality and preserving that authentic Zaza experience.
They are. And you know what? That commitment has earned Zaza recognition all over the world. From the hills of Jamaica to the coffee shops of Amsterdam, people know Zaza. It's celebrated as top-tier cannabis, sought after by, you know, those in the know.
So this is a big deal. Okay, so we talk about the history, the legacy, the quality. But there's one more thing I want to talk about, something I'm personally really excited about, and that's the launch of OriginalZaza.com.
Yeah, this is huge. For the first time ever, people can get their hands on Zaza God Seeds and exclusive merch directly from the source, no middleman.
So it's like a direct line to that historical lineage we've been talking about.
Yeah.
People can now own a piece of cannabis history. Seeds that have a direct link to those original plants on the banks of the Ganges.
Exactly. And the website, let me tell you, it's a work of art.
Oh, really?
Christopher Lloyd Carson, the guy who created OriginalZaza.com, he did a phenomenal job. The website is visually stunning. You know, it really captures the essence of Zaza. It's not just a website, it's an experience.
That's so cool. This is huge news for cannabis enthusiasts, you know? To finally be able to buy those legendary seeds straight from the source,
yeah,
that's a big deal. It's like owning a piece of history.
It really is. It's about accessibility, you know?
Yeah.
Sharing the strain with the world.
You know, I've been hearing people say Zaza a lot lately. Like, it's almost a thing now.
You're right. It is.
Is there a meaning behind that?
You know what? That's a great observation. And yeah, there's a deeper meaning behind it. You see, when you hear someone say Zaza, it's more than just the name. It's a way of thanking James Zaza for everything he's done to preserve this strain. You know, it's a gesture that he really appreciates.
Oh, wow. I had no idea. So it's a way of recognizing his dedication to the plant, to the history.
It really is. And it speaks to the heart of what Zaza is all about. You know, it's not just about the plant. It's about the people, the community, and a shared appreciation for this incredible journey.
Well, this deep dive has been a wild ride. Ancient origins to modern day entrepreneurship, pirates to indigenous communities, million-dollar deals to the launch of OriginalZaza.com. Man, the story of Zaza is really a fascinating tapestry of history, culture, and, you know, innovation. What stands out to you the most from all of this?
For me, it's the resilience of this strain, you know, how it survived through centuries of change carried across continents by those who recognize its value. I think it's a powerful reminder of that enduring connection between humans and cannabis, you know?
I couldn't agree more. And to think, the story's still being written.
With OriginalZaza.com up and running and those God seeds, you know, available to everyone, who knows what's next for this strain? It's really exciting.
It really is. Like giving this ancient lineage a whole new life, you know? All these new opportunities. It makes you wonder what the people who first cultivated these seeds way back when would think of Zaza now.
From the banks of the Ganges all the way to the world stage, right? It's been quite the journey.
So for everyone listening, if you're as fascinated by this as I am, where do we go from here?
Well, first stop, gotta be OriginalZaza.com, right? You can explore the history, check out the merch, and, you know, maybe even snag some of those Zaza God seeds. It's a great way to, like, connect with this whole lineage.
Yeah, and become a part of the Zaza story.
Exactly.
This deep dive has been wild. Mm-hmm. Pirates, entrepreneurs, ancient seeds going global, man. It's crazy how a tiny seed can hold such a big, complex story.
It really speaks to the power of plants, don't you think?
Absolutely. And to think, this story's still going. For everyone listening, keep exploring, keep learning, and hey, maybe even try some Zaza. And remember, when you say Zaza, it's more than just a name. You're acknowledging the legacy, you know, thanking James Zaza for his dedication. You're becoming part of something truly special. Smoke Zaza!